listeners, you are listening to a mini-episode of That's Entertainment, a Karaoke Corner mini-episode. I am your pop culture maven, Jeff Malone. As is usually the case on the Karaoke Corner episodes, it's just me on the mic. Aunt Beth is probably lounging by the pool with her dogs. Sounds like a great way to be spending June. It's sunny June 2021 right now. And I'm just recovering from a very gross stretch of New York City humidity. It's calmed down a bit. It's still quite warm and all and sunny, but the humidity is below 50%. Can you believe it? That means that it's not too exhausting just to go about your day. So I'll have a bit of energy as I record this episode. So anyway, what happens here on these Karaoke Corner minis? Well, it's the 20th edition, so chances are you already know. But chances are also chanceable that you are a brand new listener. Thank you very much. And if you decided to jump in with number 20 for your very first listen, well, I'll go ahead and let you know that what happens here on Karaoke Corner is that I get in touch with somebody, often a family member, sometimes a friend, sometimes somebody who can be considered both, and then I say, could you do me a quick little favor? Could you provide me with the names of perhaps a trio of musical artists? It usually works out to be three. And then what I'm going to do is look through their discographies and say, here are the songs for each of these artists, respectively, one for each one, that I think would be the best choice to perform at karaoke. If you know you are going with these particular bands, here's the one that I think, the one song above them all, that I think with as much certainty as I can muster is going to make for a successful karaoke performance. And this edition, the lineup comes from my cousin Rory, who you may have heard on the Thanksgiving family check-in mini-episode that we had this past Thanksgiving. He is the brother of former guest Wesley Woods, and he's Aunt Beth's oldest son. So, you know, we're keeping it in the family anyway. So he has given me a couple of bands who are lovely choices for karaoke and just lovely for listening to in general. And then a third band who is a little more difficult. Certainly a band that deserves listening to in certain contexts, but in a karaoke context, it's a little trickier. But we, being the royal we, referring to myself, does not back down from a challenge. So I'm going to tackle all of them. So anyway, those three bands are the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Weezer, and Tool. Well, he said either Tool or a Perfect Circle, being a bit of a supergroup made up with, in particular, Maynard James Keenan, Tool's frontman. So, you know, you say kind of combined them two as, you know, two, think of them together, I think was the idea. So that's once again Red Hot Chili Peppers, Weezer, and Tool or a Perfect Circle. Excuse me, I just bopped my microphone. I hope that didn't hurt your ears too much. Anyway, okay, so, before I reveal my selections, let me remind everybody of the criteria that I use. So I'm looking for songs that will have that will lead to a reaction of jubilation from the crowd. And what I think can result in that is if you go with a song that's familiar, but not too familiar, one that people like hearing but haven't heard too often, maybe one they haven't heard in a while and are happy to hear again. Then you also want something with emotional highs and lows. The idea being something that takes the listeners on a journey. and they feel like they've gone through some emotional highs and lows by the end of it. So let's see if we can tease any of those out from these bands' discographies. They've got plenty of songs to choose from. So we'll start off with the Chili Peppers. And what one have I gone with? Well, I've gone with Soul to Squeeze. And if you know me, I think you won't be too surprised the specific reason why I chose the song. So anyway, this song was originally recorded for their 1991 album Blood Sugar Sex Magik, but it didn't end up on there. Interestingly enough, it did end up on the Coneheads movie soundtrack a couple years later. But so why have I chosen this song? Well, it's very specific. It's because of that bridge leading into that final chorus. With the scatting, come on, if we're going to do the Red Hots, we've got to do some Anthony Kiedis style, room dang ding dang ding da danga boongi. You know, it's going to come up on the monitor with a certain way. It'll have the words, in air quotes, spelled out in a particular way, but I say feel free to let it out as however feels appropriate. You know, the idea is, that's the idea with scatting. Yeah. And, you know, this is a mellow song that be easy to, you know, you'll have a steady flow throughout. And then you give it some oomph here and there. That's, you know, a welcoming karaoke strategy. The audience will be coming back for more by the end of it. So, you know, what I like here about both the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Weezer, they're dependable karaoke choices for pretty much any type of singer. You know, Rivers Cuomo and Anthony Kiedis, they're not the most, you know, they're not doing the most dynamic, challenging, acrobatic vocals of all time. They're enjoyable to listen to. I mean, they've got millions of fans, so I'm not saying they're bad singers. Far from it. Absolutely not. Do not slander me by suggesting that that is what I'm saying. But, you know, the point is, it's not too hard to approximate the kind of singing that they typically pull off. And so that's why it's these are good selections. These particular bands are good selections for any karaoke occasion. So anyway, on to Weezer. What did I pick? You know, there's lots of fun ones. Lots of gooberish enjoyment you can get out of plenty of songs from Cuomo and crew. But I went with one called Beverly Hills off their 2005 album Make Believe. And come on, it's for the audience participation. During the chorus, you go, you say the title, and then the audience shouts back at you, gimme, 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 gimme. And you're feeling the energy. It's going right back and forth between everybody. And then you got that wah-wah pedal-driven solo, and, you know, you can sing along to that, do some instrumental vocalization if you'd like to. That'll be fun. You know, and this song, it's a very evocative song. It paints a picture quite well, and, you know, I think that grabs people's attention quite a bit. So that's, you know, that's why I picked it. Okay, and on to Tool or Perfect Circle. So, here, you know, fair warning. If you are going to select a song by one of Maynard James Keenan's bands, you got to make sure that you're doing it in front of a crowd that is willing to hear some progressive metal and is willing to hear your rendition of that particular genre. That does not describe every karaoke audience in the world. You know, I generally try to pick songs that are strong choices for as many karaoke audiences as possible. You know, this is a theme with the Woods Brothers. They've both given me at least one artist that is quite tricky. If you'll remember Wesley, he gave me Toots and the Maytals. And, they were challenging for a different reason, because I wasn't too familiar with Toots' music. But Tool, I've heard Tool fairly often enough. Their songs come up on Pandora when I've got, like, Rage Against the Machine or Korn station playing. They're similar enough, apparently. But, you know, so just make sure, that's the bottom line, make sure that the crowd can handle this. So anyway, so deciding, would I go for a Tool song or would I go for a Perfect Circle song? Tool's, you know, another reason why Tool is tricky is because so many of their songs are so long. And I generally say don't go for a song that's too long. You'll be hogging the mic. If it's 6 minutes or longer, that's like one fewer song that people can get to over the course of the night. And a Perfect Circle, they've got some shorter songs so you'd think it might make it more accessible, but I think it's still a little more disharmonious, actually. Tool, for as proggy as they are, there is a bit of harmony there, I would say. You know, it is the type of music that you can mellow out to if you have the brain that can latch on to that sort of vibe. So I picked out what I think is the most popular Tool song, probably the one that I've heard the most often, and that is Schism off their 2001 album Lateralis. And this is just a choice for the math crowd. If you're, you know, my cousin Rory, I think he's an astrophysicist. I think that's what he got his PhD in. So if you're going out with your astrophysicist friends or your engineering friends, I can imagine they might be willing to hear you do some Tool karaoke, not toll. You might have to pay the toll. You'll have to pay the toll if you're singing Tool in front of a non-Tool friendly crowd. But Schism, it's a little more than 6 minutes long. So it is quite the journey. It has some emotional heft to it, so there is that. But once again, I'll say it once more, just be sure you're performing it in front of the right crowd. And I think if you do have the right crowd, they'll be quite happy with this selection. So that's how it goes. Those are your recommendations for Red Hot Chili Peppers, Weezer, and Tool when it comes to karaoke. Yeah, Beth and I are planning to be back next week, and I think we are going to, if everything goes according to plan, talk about the FX series Pose, which recently wrapped up its 3-season run. It's a show that we both like a lot, so we'll certainly have plenty to say. In the meantime, if you've got anything to say, you can leave us a review on any of your favorite podcast listening platforms, or you could head to ratethispodcast.com/thatsentertainment. You can also follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And you could also email us at thatsentertainment@gmail.com. Maybe you'd like to suggest some bands for the next Karaoke Corner. Let me know if you'd like to do that. But in the meantime, keep your remotes handy and your eyes open.